It is the review. Neil Atkinson, Paul Cope, Sean Rogers, and Paul. In fact, I'll go Sean first. Sean, you're 20th. You're appalling. You're actually rebuilding for next season in front of the public eye. You've got to live this life now. You're actually planning for what you're going to do your season in the Championship. You go to the sides who are top of the pops, about to get a record points total, possibly for coming second, possibly for coming first. That could go either way. They're an unstoppable force. They've got four of the PFA team of the year. There's an argument they should have six. And then you go 1-0 down after 14 seconds. There is something like, you know, we can talk about the game. We can talk about tactics. We're going to do all that. We can talk about shape. You can talk about whatever you want. But if you're that manager at that point, it is almost like practically everything you've spent the whole week working on is just, you, I mean, what would you do? You must almost feel like having a break, just sitting down on the sideline or just going back down the tunnel.
I'm going to apologise in advance here. I'm really giddy. So Paul's probably clocked that already from me, that I'm a bit ADHD this morning. I've like bottle of pop. Do you know what though? I thought their manager, even just looking from the technical, obviously I can only see the back of his head,
yeah.
But it wasn't one of them sat down just doing a Hodgson.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I think Roy Hodgson in that kind of a situation is just sitting on his chair, waiting for the 90 minutes to get through and come what may. Even in the early part of the second half, I was quite impressed with a couple of their backroom staff actually were getting after them and really, really keeping them on it. And I think, you know, a lot of it, the pleasing thing if you're a Huddersfield fan, I think, is the attitude and the courage and the way that they, if they take that kind of an attitude and that kind of intensity into the Championship next year and make a couple of, the issue that they've got is they've got nothing in both penalty areas. And yeah. I think whether you're bloody in the Northwest Counties or whether you're in the Premier League, you know, for me, the main rule of management is you spend your money in both penalty areas. Even in non-league, you can get good value, I think, at centre-half and goalkeepers. I think they're still a bit underpaid, even at Premier League level. Mm-hmm. You may be seeing that change. And with the big thing in football now, they'll see the impact Van Dijk's had on Liverpool.